latest team news from clubcall.com. These are today's latest Newcastle United headlines. And the Magpies beat St Patrick's Athletic 2-0 in a hard-fought friendly in Ireland on Tuesday. Quite a strong side squad named by Rafa Benitez for this one. And Newcastle made a lively start, creating a couple of early chances with debutant midfielder Sean Longstaff heavily involved in the early stages. But they took the lead on 42 minutes, just before half-time, in fact, when Joselu's ball into the box was half cleared and Longstaff drove it low with his effort clipping the post and beating Brendan Clark to open the scoring. There were a number of changes at half time. Matt Sells, DeAndre Yedlin, Kieran Clark, Kai Roberts, John Joe Shelby, Christian Atsu, Adam Armstrong, Kennedy and Dwight Gale all came on, with only two players staying on from the first half 11. Kennedy then hit the bar just before the clinching second goal, which came quite late on. It was a move that started and finished by a superb through ball played to Dwight Gale, and he was upended in the box to earn a penalty kick. Christian Atsu stepped up and confidently sent it down the middle to double the Magpies' lead. The match finished 2-0. Elsewhere, and Rafa Benitez has admitted he will have to wheel and deal this summer if he's to get the men he wants to rebuild his team. The 59-year-old Spaniard has endured a frustrating summer to date, with owner Mike Ashley yet to commit significant extra funds to the recruitment process. There's also no agreement over the manager's continued presence at St James's Park beyond the confines of his existing deal. Asked at the club's pre-season training camp at Carton House in Ireland if he'll have to sell before he can buy, Benitez told Sky Sports, "Yeah, maybe. I think it's normal for us now to be like that. Unfortunately, we wheel and deal. It's the way for us." Well, Newcastle missed out on Nice striker Alassane Plié when he opted to sign for Borussia Mönchengladbach. And Benitez's budget, he's understood to have got about £40 to £50 million to spend, plus whatever he can generate himself, appears to be an obstacle. He added, "As soon as the price goes high, I know we can't buy them. We have to be realistic with our budget, maybe sell some players and then buy some players. We have to adapt. We know the situation." Those are the words of Rafa Benitez.